You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Daily Racing Podcast. You join us on Thursday's edition of the podcast where we're racing at Lingfield, Hamilton, Wolverhampton, Fosslass, Kempton and Tipperary. And you'll hear every race live from 1:30pm on Thursday afternoon with Sean Quinn, Chris Pimlott and Dale Gibson in the studio. But for now, my name is Sam Norris, and joining me to take a look ahead to some of the action on Thursday is Mr. Craig Forsyth. How are you, Craig?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Sam. Looking forward to the third classic of the season already.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so yeah, in good form. Newcastle United haven't driven you to the brink of insanity yet.
Not yet, but there's still time.
There's still time. Yeah, absolutely.
Depending on the whoever we appoint as manager.
Yeah, could be a long old summer for yourself. But as you mentioned, we've got the we're just a few days away now from the Oaks and then the Derby, and that's what the racing news surrounds really at the moment. Ryan Moore's selected his ride in the Derby. Yeah, he's gone for Giovanni Canaletto over Hans Holbein and Kilimanjaro. It's the shortest price one in the market, Craig. Has he made the right decision there?
I'm surprised, to be honest. I think longer term, he's probably on the better horse. But at the moment, you know, the form book tells us that Hans Holbein has got the stronger form in the book from Chester. He's achieved more at this stage. But the horse he has chosen, you know, does have the potential to improve probably further than Hans Holbein. But I have doubts of how well he will handle the track at Epsom. You know, he carries his head fairly high, and you know, I wouldn't be convinced he's going to take to Epsom at the weekend. I thought the safer option at this stage would have certainly have been Hans Holbein.
Okay, fair enough. And of the market principles in the Derby, there's been quite a bit of talk about those towards the front of the market. Andrea Razzani said of his ride down Park that he wouldn't swap it for any other rival in the race. And Zorak as well, we know, has now been rated at only 80% fit for the race. I mean, and then you've still got Golden Horn and Jacobs that we haven't discussed there. Who looks the most likely winner at this stage for you?
I still like the Dante form. I mean, Ellen Park was third in the Dante. The weather forecast doesn't look like it's going to turn for him. I think he wants a little more cut in the ground than he's likely to find at Epsom at the weekend. And I think it's, you know, I think the 1-2 in the Dante will come home 1-2 in the Derby. Doesn't mean to say it will be in the same order, because we obviously we need to see the favourite prove his stamina for the trip. Visually, what we've seen at York suggests he will get it, but we know Jack Hobbs should definitely stay the extra distance, and he'll be a big challenger to his stable companion. So, yeah, it should be a cracker.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all taking shape very nicely. And, of course, before that, on Friday, we've got the Oaks, which, of course, we've got the final 11 declared for that now, and the draws are out, and it's not good news for Legatissimo, the 11-4 favourite. Drawn in store one. I don't know if there's been any winners out of store one, but certainly since 2001, only one horse has placed in the top three out of that draw.
Yeah, it seems something of a coffin box, doesn't it? These inside draws over this trip, stalls one and two. Although the Derby second from last season did come from stall two, but Legatissimo certainly done no favours, and Ryan Moore will have his work cut out to get this filly home. She sets a standard based on what she achieved at Newmarket in the 1,000 guineas, and you look at her stamina. Look at her pedigree and look at the stamina in the pedigree. And she's a half-sister to another Cocktail that stayed 2 miles and further, and Royal Battalion that got a mile and a half well. So the step up and trip is likely to bring about even more improvement from Legatissimo. But the big doubt now, Sam, is that inside draw in stall one.
And it's not to say you can't win from an inside draw. We saw Aswara winning from stall two back in 2005, and as you say, she's probably the classiest horse in the race. Is the draw enough to put you off, or do you still think she'll have every chance here?
I still think she'll have every chance, but I couldn't be as confident, you know, as you was 2 days ago. And you know, as a result, I can see her price drifting between now and the off time. I think she'll go off a bigger price than she currently is.
Okay, fair enough then. Legatissimo, 11-4 market leader at the moment for the Oaks. Crystals Vedster is 3-1 next in, 7-1 for Jack Naylor. Diamonds and Rubies 8-1 and 10s bar those. But yeah, we'll see how that pans out come Friday.
I think Jack Naylor's the interesting one, Sam. Mm. You know, she came from last to...
And she'll definitely get this trip.
To put in a big performance to finish fourth at Curragh, form that has been franked since, with Ples Cock going on to win again at the Curragh, winning another graded race. And that was an impressive comeback run. And as you said, is related to Seamless, who stayed a mile and a half. So I see no problems. So Jack Naylor is of each way interest at round about 7-1. And Sir Michael Stout's unexposed horse. We simply just do not know how good this filly by Dabawi is. Only won a listed race, and going into that race was only rated 78. So there's an awful lot of improvement to come. She's now got an official rating of 107 based on that success at Newbury. And they haven't got to the bottom of her yet. So, should be a fascinating affair.
Yeah, certainly shaping up similar to the Derby. Should be very interesting. But before all that, on Friday, we've got racing, of course, on Thursday to preview. Racing at Lingfield, Hamilton, Wolverhampton, Fosslass, Kempton and Tipperary. We've picked out four of the day's best races to preview on this edition of the podcast. We'll start at Hamilton with their 4 o'clock. This one is a handicap over 1 mile and 1 furlong. 13 of them line up to contest it. Who's interesting here?
Yeah, I think Eutropius is definitely the one they all have to be based on his win at Redcar. You know, he really was putting in big strides towards the line. He ran out a convincing winner, beating a nice horse of Tower Power into second on that occasion. He's gone up £6, but he still qualifies to run in this 0-80, even though he is rated 85 now. But he's drawn in 13, so he's going to be racing wide throughout here, and that is of concern. Sam, although he is the one to beat, I'm prepared to take a chance with David O'Mara's horse, First Sitting, who I thought made a pleasing first start for these connections when finishing second at Thirst, coming from a long way back. We know this gelding by Dancilly will definitely handle the ground after the way he went through it at Thirst. And off a mark of 76, he is still a maiden after four starts, but from what we've seen at Thirst, I think he's got the potential to be a lot better than his current mark.
Okay, then. First Sitting in that Hamilton 4 o'clock then for Craig, number 4 on the race card. We'll move then to Fosslass for the second of our races on Thursday. This one comes up at 6:20. It's a handicap chase. 2 miles, 7 furlong is the trip for this one. Just the six of them go down to post for it, Craig. Who do you like?
Yeah, the horse there to be with here, I think, is definitely Brukel Allen, or Orlin, however we want to pronounce Peter Bowen's charge. A horse that goes well here. He finished third on his latest start 53 days ago. He came from some way back to take third. He seemed to be outpaced at a vital stage of that race and was doing all his best work at the finish. And despite being outpaced and looking back through his form, his best runs have come on a slightly better surface than he encountered last time. So the drying ground will be very much in his favour. I still think he's very much capable of winning from a handicap mark of 1-2-1. With Sean Bowen taking three off, and currently in good form. Peter Bowen targets this race. He's won it twice in the last 5 years, and he seems to have a very strong chance. I think the biggest danger will be John Joe O'Neill's horse Bandit Country. You know, he's an improver from a current mark of 1-2-6, but when we last seen him just under 3 months ago, he didn't jump very well at Utoxeter. That was just his second start over fences, and he eventually pulled up in that race. And that was somewhat surprising after he made a pleasing chasing debut at Newbury. He won very well from a mark of 116 that day, jumping well. And he looked a horse on the up. He's only a six-year-old. But after that slightly poor round of jumping at Utoxeter, he has a few questions to answer. They've given him a break. Something clearly wasn't right. You know, he's been off 82 days. But I think he'll get back on track. But I think you could find Brukel Alien 1-2 good here.
Okay, fair enough. We'll move then to Kempton for the final two races on today's podcast. We'll start with S755. This one is a mile handicap. 11 of them going down to contest this Class 3 event. Who's on the shortlist there?
Well, the three horses that won last time out have to be high on the list here. Very impressive over this course and distance. Pearl Ice, who only won by a neck, but came from somewhere back, was impressive. Muta Wathia, who, again, another course and distance winner from last time out. But the most impressive of the three, visually and on the clock, was Early Morning for Harry Dunlop. you know, kicked clear at the 2 furlong pole on that occasion and sustained the gallop all the way to the line. It's a very, very impressive victory. Tislov, regardless, set the pace to that race, drifted right across, and, you know, when he came off a true line onto the stands rail early morning, stormed clear under Steve Drown. I mean, the handicappers had his say. He's put him up 8 pounds, but what we've seen from him last time at Kempton, he's well up to following up here off a higher mark. That would definitely have to be early morning in the 7:55 at Kempton for me, Sam. And he, of the four horses and four races we previewed, he would be the best bet.
Okay, early morning then in that 7:55 then for Craig, getting a warm vote in that one. We'll move then to Kempton's 8:30 now. This one's a 2 mile handicap. It's a class four with eight of them going down for it. So a nice bit of each way shape to the race as well, Craig.
Yeah, again, though, I think we're concentrating on last time out winners and the two horses that catch the eye. Are horse number 3, High Secret, and horse number 4, Shades of Silver. High Secret is very progressive for Sir Mark Prescott, as you would expect. You know, as he stepped up and tripped, the better he's got. And he was staying on really strongly at Chelmsford last time. I think stepping up again to 2 mile is certain to bring out a little bit more improvement. He's £5 higher than his last success, but he's still going forward. And I think he'll prove too good for these. Obviously, Shades of Silver, the biggest danger. But he's gone up £10 for that Nottingham success in a Class 5 handicap. This will be a much tougher assignment of a higher mark up in grade. He was very, very impressive. The distance he pulled clear of Hurry Home Popper on that occasion. But like I said, I think it's a big step up in class. And the £10 hike in the weights could catch Shades of Silver out here, which leaves it for the very progressive High Secret.
Okay, High Secret then in that one for Craig, who does boast a very useful record. Hasn't been out the frame since 2013, so he gets the nod in that 8:30. If you just spin us through, please, then one more time, your four selections for the action on Thursday.
Yeah, going back to Hamilton, 4 o'clock first, sitting for David O'Mara. 6:20 handicap chase at Force Last, Brookle All-In. And in Kempton, 7:55, we're going for early morning. And then finally, in the staying contest at 8:30, High Secret for Sir Mark Prescott and Luke Morris.
Okay, there we are then. Craig Forsyth's thoughts ahead of Thursday's racing action. You'll hear every race live on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:30 p.m. with Sean Quinn, Chris Pimlott and Dale Gibson in the studio, guiding you through the action at Lingfield Hamilton, Wolverhampton in the afternoon and Foss Last Kempton, and that Irish meeting at Tipperary in the evening as well. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast today, Craig. Hope you enjoy the classics later on in the week and the action on Thursday.
Thank you, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.